98.3, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and we're going to talk about Operation Christmas Child. Not like we haven't talked about it already. We love this. What a great opportunity to be Jesus to a child somewhere around the world. Thank you if you showed up at Darlington Holiday Warehouse the last few Sundays giving out free shoe boxes. Connie Meinier is with me, and she's with Operation Christmas Child, and this is National Collection Week, and so we want to do this big. Connie, what's your feelings for this week?
We're so excited. We didn't know what to expect heading into our National Collection Week this year. But we are seeing so many people that are saying, you know, we've been stuck at home. We've just decided to do more boxes this year.
So I love it. Fantastic. This is so much fun. Really, we were seeing that kind of response when we were passing out the free shoe boxes that people were like, yeah, I'll take one. Or I'll take two. How about five? You know?
Love that.
Yeah. It's so fun to watch people give and support that. But what does this mean to the life of a child when they receive a shoe box?
These shoe boxes go to parts of the world where children are living in really desperate situations, in slums and in refugee camps, places where there have been natural disasters. And so this might be the only gift this child has ever received in their life.
Yes.
And it has a monumental impact on them. And their first thought is, why would somebody do this for me? Mm-hmm. Who would do this?
Aww.
These boxes go into the hands of pastors so that when the boxes are distributed, they're able to tell them about Jesus. And this is what Jesus' love looks like. It looks extravagant.
Aww.
And it's an introduction to this immense love of Christ and what salvation looks like.
And I know that it changes lives. I've been doing interviews for many years, so I could probably tell a few stories. But since you're right there with Operation Christmas Child, does a story come to mind where you know of someone that received a shoebox and how it changed their life?
I do. I met a young man who was from India, and he was the youngest in his family, and he always got all the hand-me-downs.
Aww.
And he always got a little tiny pencil stub from his older sister.
Okay.
And he would actually put a pen cap on the end of it to make it bigger. So when he received a shoebox, he opened it up, and there was an entire package of pencils in there just for him.
Oh.
And this was something that, you know, he didn't really complain about. It's just the way life was. But this was so extravagant to him. And he knew that God was real. He knew that God knew his needs.
Mm. And I've heard story after story, and you could probably tell them all day long, of how a child maybe was praying for something, a certain animal or a certain toy or school supplies or crayons, and they would show up in that shoebox. So when you fill up a shoebox, and this is the week to do it, that's why we're talking about it. It's the National Collection Week to get it done. What you put in there is going to impact that child's life. So we pray over the boxes, and I know you guys do too, and want you to be a part of this. So amazing.
And I always tell people get kind of bogged down with, well, how do I know where it's going? And should I put in something for warm weather? Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Whatever God is directing your heart to do, just do it. God knows where that box is going. He knows what that child needs. If you feel like you should put in size 5 shorts, put in size 5 shorts.
Right.
You know, it's God knows. God knows.
Yes, he does. And somehow it all just works out, and God is orchestrating all of it. National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child. And what is the last date for that?
Next Monday. We have 16 drop-off sites all over Northeast Indiana that are open through Monday the 23rd.
Perfect.
And you can find drop-off sites and hours on the Samaritan's Purse website.
Samaritanspurse.org, and it's also on our conversations page at star883.com. And on our website, it's there with the banner still, as we love Operation Christmas Child. Thank you, Connie. And I also want to throw in, they are offering curbside drop-off, so there's social distancing at each location.